At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. North Texas voters over the weekend settled some runoffs from the May municipal elections. Justin Henry unseated District 9 incumbent Bernadette Nuttall on the Dallas School Board by a wide margin. The attorney and former school teacher supports a proposal to raise the DISD tax rate by 13 cents. Incumbent Becky St. John kept her seat on the Grapevine-Colleyville School Board. Two suburban cities will have new mayors, Steve Dixon in Flower Mound and Clyde Hairston in Lancaster. City Council seats went to Albert Sapanta in Irving, Bijou Matthew in Coppell, and Sean Hicks in Keller. Cindy Shepherd will join the Hearst City Council. Lauren Doherty won a council seat in Allen, as did Craig Anders in Prosper. Also earning City Council seats, Deb Armenter in Denton and R. Neil Ferguson in Louisville. Only one vote separated Jeff Burton and Mark Cooks for a council seat in Duncanville. The vote count won't be certified, though, until all provisional and mail-in ballots are sorted out. Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price and Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings are in Europe this week to boost business opportunities and promote tourism throughout North Texas. The mayors will spend 6 days meeting with government officials, business executives, and local leaders from the United Kingdom, Europe, and the Texas cities. Mayor Price said these trips are vital to fostering professional relationships.
It's interesting to see how they're going about recruiting business and what they're doing about transportation and transit issues as we all face rapidly growing cities.
The final leg of the trip includes a stop at the headquarters of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, in Brussels. Rawlings and Price will meet with former Texas U.S. Senator and current NATO Ambassador Kay Bailey Hutchison. A report last year from the Association of American Medical Colleges, or AAMC, predicts an overall shortage of physicians in the U.S. by 2020. Medical City Healthcare and UNT Health Science Center in Fort Worth have joined together to try and ease that shortage in Texas. And this week's Vital Signs, Health Science Center President Dr. Michael Williams tells me why the key lies in creating more residencies.
It's the next level of training. We refer to it as undergraduate medical education is medical school. Graduate medical education is residency program. Residencies go from, depending on the specialty, 3 years to 7 years. People get to know you. They offer you positions. 50% of those people will stay where they do their residencies. So if we don't have enough residencies and people are leaving the state to get their residency training, then we're losing them out of the state for good, probably.
And I understand this is making it tough for Fort Worth hospitals in particular to recruit physicians?
Well, Fort Worth is behind. If you look at the total number of accredited residency programs in Texas, for comparison, Dallas has a little over 20% of the total. Tarrant County has less than 2%.
What's the problem in the western side of the region?
It's historically been a private practice-based model of healthcare delivery. And Dallas, I think, because of UT Southwestern's being longstanding here in the history of Dallas and this area, that culture developed here. And the UNT Health Science Center really didn't become an official health science center until 93. We're a little behind on that curve.
It's interesting, too, because I guess it's maybe two ways to look at this. The AAMC says, Texas retains 80% of physicians who graduate from Texas medical schools and stay in the state for their residencies. But in said report, Texas ranked 41st nationally in physicians per 100,000 residents and 47th in primary care physicians.
Those are not good numbers. And over the last several years, if you look back, those numbers really haven't moved much at all. And so there's a lot of things moving here. You know, for example, rapid population growth in Texas, an aging population, so there's more need for utilization of healthcare services, more access needed. We are growing in our disparity of healthcare delivery related to urban and rural. I think it's 35 counties without a physician in Texas, 85 or more who maybe have less than five. And so the healthcare delivery is tied to urban areas predominantly. And if you look at the physician population, it's staying flat or going down. And so that's why we need, in our opinion, to develop more residency programs, move that number from 50% retention to 80% retention.
So what's the bottom line problem here? We don't have enough medical schools, or?
There's an ongoing argument about this. Some people would argue we have too many medical schools or enough. We just need more residencies. I would argue it's like a bicycle where you need both tires moving at the same time. Medical school development to a point, and then residencies to capture them. And those residencies need to be strategically thought through about what kind of residencies are they. Are they primary care based? Are they specialty based? It's probably going to be a mix of both.
HCA Healthcare, Medical City Healthcare, and UNT Health Science Center are teaming up to create hundreds of new residency positions in North Texas?
We've been working on this with several health systems, and Hospital Corporation of America was one of the first to step up, and I think they see residency development as a key strategy for them. They're focused on two key areas, North Texas and South Texas, and we worked with them for several months to become their academic partner on this new development of 500 new residencies over the next 7 years or so.
How many do you actually need at this point?
Well, we know with the new medical schools that are going on in Austin and in Rio Grande Valley, and then even the growth of some of the other medical schools, there's a relatively new school in El Paso. Statewide, by 2021, there'll be 185 deficit.
Should consumers be worried about this?
I think so. I mean, I don't meet many people that are thrilled about how quickly they can get in to see a doctor. Certainly if you go from the bottom level of economic accessibility to the top. We create more physician extenders like nurse practitioners and physician assistants, but we don't talk about the fact that those same people go through burnout, early retirement as well. So I think we have to look at the manpower issue here as kind of a global Texas problem.
Dr. Williams, thank you for being with me.
It's great, Sam. I really enjoyed it.
Dr. Michael Williams is president of the UNT Health Science Center in Fort Worth. Coming up on the BBC NewsHour, the president-elect of Colombia says he wants changes to the landmark peace deal with FARC rebels. The World Health Organization recognizes gaming addiction as a mental health condition, and more of a sideways look at Russia as it hosts the World Cup. BBC NewsHour begins at 9 on KERA 90.1. We've got a 40% chance of rain through tomorrow, mostly cloudy today with a high around 90. It's 78 degrees in Dallas, 79 in Fort Worth at 8:30.